The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now it's that time of the year where people start treating themselves to maybe the odd Christmas sandwich, and one has caught the attention at Harrods in London, costing £29. What is so spectacular about it, and can it be repeated elsewhere? Russell Alford is a producer at 98FM. He's also the Sunday Times restaurant critic. Russell, good evening.
Hello, good evening, Jonathan.
For £29, I'd want something special. What is in this?
It's more so what's around it. It's Harrods. Harrods, the food hall has become a bit of a TikTok sensation in the last couple of years in particular. A lot of people are going there and being absolutely unbelievably shocked at the price of everything there. So this particular burger, it's a Christmas sandwich slash burger, which I personally think is a bit of a cop-out because...
Burger? I mean, there's like a burger in this?
Yeah, that's why I think it's a cop-out. So there's a burger, it has turkey with stuff, pigs and blankets. It's an English establishment, so of course there's pigs and blankets in there. Some cabbage, cranberry and gravy, all on this very decadent looking burger. It is quite, you know, heart-stopping in some ways when you look at a picture of it. But as I say, Harrods has kind of gone through this whole transformation as a destination, as a food hall, purely for people to go to and get lots of content in, to the extent that they've not necessarily banned people from filming in it, but they've been discouraging it politely. And this is something I've seen in other cities. Paris in particular, there's a food hall that has a queue a mile out the door for butter. But that's another day's topic.
For butter. God love them. You could go down to the local centre and the place is riddled with it.
I know. It's not Kerry. Very golden Paris.
No, certainly not. But I just can't get over the beef element of this. I mean, you don't mix beef with turkey, sure?
Not in my opinion anyway, no. I think when it comes to Christmas sandwich, you have to keep it fairly plain. You know, beef does have a place at Christmas in some ways. You know, cork, spiced beef, for example.
Yes.
It is absolutely an essential on the Christmas plate. But in a burger, I think Harrods are a little bit wrong on this. But, you know, London has a lot of interest in creations, some of them inspired by Ireland in particular. The chef Richard Corrigan has a great pub over there called Daffodil Mulligan's, and he's doing a very high quality turkey and pork sandwich using, if you remember Gavin and Stacey, the whole pride of Mick in it, talking about his Kerry bronze turkey. It's or Kelly bronze turkey. It's a very expensive one. They use that one in there. They use sugar pit pork from Peter Hannon. He's a farmer and a butcher in Northern Ireland who does amazing pork products. So, you know, you're seeing these kind of adaptions, but the more pure it is, the better, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah. Now, it is the time of the year where you'll see lots of Christmassy things on menus. Back in September, I got onto the train and they had one sandwich left, which was a Christmas sandwich. And I can still taste how bleh it was. I mean, it didn't taste of Christmas. It was September. But if you served that up to me on Christmas evening, I would definitely reject it. So that for me didn't work. But what works for you if you were to say this is my perfect sandwich that celebrates Christmas?
Well, I, as you introduced at the beginning, I'm producer at 98FM. It's a Dublin radio station. I do a feature every week called Dublin Delish on that. And last couple of weeks, I've been trying as many of them around the Dublin area as possible. Don't worry, I do have a couple of suggestions from outside of Dublin too. But the one that has been sitting with me as my most recent one is from Tyr Deli. It's a fantastic high quality deli sandwich shop on Hatch Street just beside Harcourt Lewis stop. And they do one that has roast free-range turkey breast, turkey stuffing made with sausage, and it's made with the turkey leg meat, smoked free-range ham. And the interesting thing that makes this kind of sound a little bit more special is that they make a Christmas tree mayo, which is used, they use the pine.
It was a bit dry until you introduced the mayo. I'm glad you brought it in, because it didn't sound as good as it does now with the Christmas tree mayo on it.
Christmas tree mayo. Now you're wondering, what is Christmas tree mayo? It's made with the pine, so the pine from pine needles. It has a very citrusy, spicy flavour, so it adds a really nice extra flavour in there that's a bit of a surprise, a bit unique compared to all the others. And then the usual things like a bit of cheese, some cranberry sauce, and on really good quality bread. It's a fantastic sandwich, probably one of the nicest that I've had. There's a little bit of gravy there to also keep it nice and moist, which is a word that no one likes to hear in their ears.
No, we shouldn't use that on the radio.
Absolutely not.
Not at this hour of the evening.
Absolutely not.
But like that, I mean, if you're going around sampling all of these sandwiches, does Does one ever get bored of Christmas sandwiches?
Well, sometimes it can be very, very easy to the extent that today I had what I would call a normal sandwich, aka I just had egg mayo because I really didn't want another Christmas sandwich for a few days at least.
Very dull.
I needed to reset. What I love about some places, they're taking some of the elements. So the staples are there, you know, your turkey and your ham and all that. But they're taking things like Little Gino's, which is on Stephen's Green. They are making their ham hock with Jameson, whiskey and orange to add that extra bit of flavour. The Pepper Pot Cafe and Manny Pizza, both kind of in that South William Street, Drury Street kind of direction in Dublin. They are using focaccia bread instead of sourdough or batch bread or anything. And Manny Pizza, in fact, actually are making their Christmas sandwich with a turkey schnitzel instead. So it's a little bit more special, a little bit crispy. No. I'll bring you back to Cork now. Okay, how about that? I'll give you a nice one. The sandwich stall at the English Market. They're doing one that. Has a Christmas spice buffalo meat, so it's a spiced beef type of vibe going there, very, very traditional. But there's also turkey from the Chicken Inn, cranberry relish with Ballymaloe, brie, mayo and stuffing. It sounds absolutely sensational. And then there's have you ever heard of Christmas chip?
No.
This is a viral sensation from Northern Ireland. A chipper called Selby's on the Falls Road. A few places in Dublin do this as well. And in particular, I know the Harbour Bar in Bray do it at the moment, as well as a few of the markets. The Christmas chip, it's your turkey, your ham, your stuffing, your cocktail sausages on your chips with gravy. Some people have cranberry if they wish, but a majority don't. And that's said verbatim, as the lady who owns Selby's would say. and it is, as I say, it's gone viral online. It is a beautiful looking dish as a bit of an alternative to the sandwich, being a little bit more creative.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you could convince yourself, you know, if you were, I'm laying off the carbs, so I'm leaving the bread out, ignoring the fact that it's full of chips.
Absolutely.
Russell, can I leave you with my Christmas Day horror story from a couple of years ago that still, to this day, terrifies me? There had been a misfortune with someone else's turkey. So we had split our turkey in two. So in other words, half the turkey went to one house and we kept our half of the turkey, which meant there wasn't much turkey left over for the Christmas sandwich at the end. And just when it came time for us to leave, because we were leaving that house, going back to our own house, I siphoned off a small amount of turkey going, this is what I need for my turkey sandwich when I go home. Now, obviously, there's a few drinks in at this point. And as I walked out to the car, I dropped the turkey.
No, I knew this was going to happen. I'm so sorry.
The turkey on the ground. I know. And I had to have a plain ham sandwich that evening. It was ruined Christmas.
I know. And now there's nothing wrong with a plain ham sandwich any other day of the year, but at Christmas time, you want the turkey. Not at Christmas.
Anyway, Russell, enjoy the. How many days have you left? You must have about at least 13 or 14 more Christmas sandwiches to get through
Absolutely.
Before you get to the big day. Russell Alford, producer of 98FM and Sunday Times restaurant critic. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.